stories focusing on Good Friday bookend our broadcast today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll examine what it means to be light in dark places, and then we'll tie that in to you, the Great Commission, and what an investment of a few days could mean in just a few moments. So let's begin with a look at what's going on in South Asia. In the last week, Pakistan has seen a market bombing, bus shooting, and a foiled passenger train bombing. The target? Religious minorities. But Bruce Allen with FMI says the government blacks out the media to prevent word of terror attacks from spreading.
I've made sure that we've had constant communication with our partners in those areas. They're all safe. They're moving ahead with their ministry activities. They already know that they have to be discreet, careful in terms of how they do ministry on a regular basis. So now that's just heightened a little bit for them, but they're preparing to celebrate a victorious Easter Sunday coming up.
As we celebrate Good Friday and the victory of the cross this weekend, Allen asks for prayers.
You know, it's during this very week, what we call Holy Week today, that Jesus instructs his first disciples about terrorism, injustice, and imminent persecution, and yet he encourages them with the conclusion that they should be at peace and be of good cheer because he's greater than any evil in the world. We want to pray for the Christians in Pakistan that they would be filled with that peace, that courage, that hope.
Meanwhile, since December, Haiti has seen over 200 riots connected to the fuel and food crisis. Although things are calm now, the unrest had a profound long-term effect. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart tells us,
it has affected businesses. Mission teams are canceling because they don't feel safe in going down. It has affected contributions.
Although the worst of it was 2 months ago, some people never recovered.
Saturday, they prepared bags of rice and beans, and they just went down on the streets to the people who looked the most desperate, who were begging for food because they didn't know what else to do.
It was a drop in the bucket. But for that group of people, the hands and feet of Christ brought
a whole lot of hope, a whole lot of promise, and God got all of the glory. This came from God's people in the United States, and we were just sharing it.
The moments of meeting the most basic physical needs also opened doors for conversations with people starved for hope.
We need to continue doing those things that show God's love and give them the feeling that there really is hope for the future.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And today is Good Friday. While the specific dates change from year to year, the meaning never does. Good Friday represents when Jesus suffered and died to save mankind from the punishment of sin. According to Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer, Christ's motive on the cross should be ours, too.
That's chesed love, laying your life down for others. And so if we're going to actually follow the Master, are we willing to lay our lives down for others? Are we willing to lay our agendas down? You have to ask yourself that question, because if you're not willing, then you're not going to experience what God has desired in chesed love.
Chesed love in a North American context probably won't involve physical death. However, it does mean showing grace and mercy to people who don't deserve it.
Stephen, when he's being stoned, what's he doing? He's praying for Saul of Tarsus, a terrorist of the day who thinks he's serving God by killing Christians.
Start by extending chesed love to the people who've hurt you. Set Free Ministries can help you take the first step and will connect you at missionnews.org.
God is going to give you opportunities to experience chesed love the way he does it. And then you're going to be tested on how you're going to respond.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.